Lazar.
And this is Pirate RC.
And we're here at the Epicenter in San Diego at the Rock for Africa benefit. Here with Regarding Jack. Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Hey. Going.
She left home 1 year ago, thinks out loud somehow. Some way, there's a way for me to make a difference in this age old town.
So we're here with...
I'm Jay Akins, I play guitar.
I'm Andrew Cordini, I lead sing and play keyboards and acoustic guitar.
Ollie Zaka, bass.
Rich drums.
All right, you guys. So how did you four end up together?
Ollie and I played in a couple previous bands. Actually, it was the same kind of band, and the name changed a couple times. And we started writing songs together, and it was just us two, so we couldn't really go out and play any shows. We wrote all these songs, and then after that, we kind of were trying to just put together a full setup here. So we met Jay. Jay and I actually grew up together in the same town, although we didn't go to school together. And then I found out through the grapevine that he played music, and we talked to him. And then Ollie found Rich through another guy that he used to play music with, and we've kind of been this foursome here for I think 2 years now, or something like that.
Years.
A couple years.
Yeah.
It's not too dramatic. That's about it.
And who came up with the name Regarding Jack?
It was kind of a collective decision, just all four of us. We'd gone through a couple different names that we didn't like, and then I think that it just kind of... I was told by a guy that we recorded with a long time ago, me and him, his name is Bo, and he always said it doesn't really matter, you know, what you name yourself, you know what I mean? As long as the music is good and as long as the music stands out, it doesn't really matter. Some of the greatest bands had, like... the strangest names, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just, there's no real point to it. So.
No meaning to the name.
Yeah, really. There's pretty much no
actually
meaning.
Actually means
to
nothing at all.
Yeah, there's not really any deep meaning to it. You know, some personal stuff, but that's about it regarding Jack. Whatever you want it to be, really.
So I read up on you guys, and I discovered that you all four come from completely different genres of music as your specialties, and then you came together and you have this amazing band, and you play really well together. It is very fluid. So my question is, if you come from, like, you know, punk and, you know, folk and all these different genres, how does your music come together? How do you jam that out, or do you plan it ahead?
I don't think that it's that drastic as far as, like, everybody has played. Everybody does come from a little bit of a different background, but it's not like...
Everybody can, like, play whatever.
Yeah, it's not like Ollie played in a lot of more punk bands, and I kind of was more... a little folk, you know, just like acoustic guitar, and everybody's kind of done the same thing. Jay's done the same thing as that, and I think that, you know, we can all just play each other's, you know, like Rich has played in a lot of different bands and played a lot of different styles of music, and it's just, it's not too hard to adapt, you know what I mean? Everybody likes where everybody's come from, and they like that music as well, even though it's not, like, necessarily something that they grew up playing. It's like we all play it pretty well, and we all enjoy playing with each other. I think it's more so about just getting together with guys that you have fun with, and that you... And
we
that
have
you,
a practice.
It's pretty rare that
yeah.
we practice.
We have a practice, we just hang out.
We just conjured all the songs out of thin air.
We buy a lot of, like, instructional DVDs.
A lot of how-tos.
How to play.
Yeah,
how
a lot of what have-yous, a lot of ins and outs. Yeah. Yeah.
Things like that, turnips.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
Who are your biggest influences?
Andrew. Andrew's my biggest influence.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Just look at him. I mean, you know, he's just amazing.
Picture a man that you're hearing on this interview with a large beard.
Yeah.
A scarf that's been crocheted.
Yeah. Torn apart. No. I don't know.
One of the sexiest men alive.
That's one of the influence thing is one of, like, the strangest questions, yeah. Cause it's,
I think
it's,
everything,
whatever,
I'm influenced
player.
By anything yeah. and everything that I hear.
When do you guys have different...
Like street sweepers?
Yeah, I mean, we literally...
Garbage
in our,
trucks. Any kind of rhythm I can hear, I derive from that.
I usually pick up whatever Drew's listening to, and then he'll burn a CD for me, and then I'll listen to it. And I generally like what he's playing, so...
We've had a lot of different kinds of songs, like, in our set, too, you know what I mean? Like, there's a little bit of a... There's a little bit of aggressiveness in some of the songs, and like some past songs we might not play anymore, but there's that approach. There's, like, a little bit of country even in there, and there's a little bit of, I don't know, there's a little bit of all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's not really, I don't know, it's not...
We're not really going for a certain genre of music. It's kind of... I think that's one of the facets of our sound is the fact that it's... We like such a, you know, a wide variety of music, you know.
We haven't started rapping.
Yeah, we haven't gotten into rap.
I've been practicing. I got the box set of, like, Breaking 1, Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo. And I've been trying to learn how to rap soon.
There's so many bands out there that I'll hear that literally sound... And I might like a lot of the songs, but they sound very similar, like song 1 through song 10 or whatever, you know. And I think that when we come in and all of us write all the music together, you know, it's not just one person, and we'll come in with something faster and something, like I said, a little more aggressive, and we all dig it, and we can come in with, somebody can come in with like a ballad, you know, on the piano or something, and everybody's into it. Like, it's makes it really easy because it's really wide, you know. We know we can play slow stuff, and we all like it. We can play fast stuff.
It is.
It's like a buffet.
It's a healthy buffet.
The song never ends up the way it starts, and that's really fun because you know everyone's going to bring their own style. You know, it sounds like a slow piano song that Drew comes in with, and then, you know, Rich will put a cool hip-hop beat or something over it, and it's just, you know, it's the fun of the songwriting and how it ends up.
Yeah.
Do you find that songs, like, change from when you do them in the studio or whatever, then you do them live, do you find that you've changed certain songs that you did a while ago?
Sometimes,
maybe
I'll find, like, I think that's probably everybody can probably answer that on their own thing, but I know that, like, there's some songs that I'll record, and then when we, like, the last EP that we did, which you guys will have, that was all kind of recorded in the studio, like, as we were going, and some of them came out pretty soft, and then I'll notice that, like, when I play it, when I sing them, like, I don't sing them as quietly, maybe, or as soft as I was doing it there. And the guys can probably say the same thing about what they recorded and then how they play live. I think it probably just comes out a little bit, with a little bit more oomph on stage, just because you're in, like, the live arena or whatever.
Yeah, when
you know?
Record something, it's kind of, in this case, the first time you do it. And then you can't really go back and change that once it's done, but you kind of... either change the song to the way you think it sounds better,
like some of your guitar parts on Photograph, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
On one of the songs, it was just totally different. Now the way that he plays it, you know, live is different than what it was on the record. It's better, you know what I mean? It's not better than what it was, but it's just different in a really cool way. So you hear the CD, and then you watch the live show, and there's something different there. So I think that's kind of a cool thing, too.
So Rock for Africa is why you're here, and what got you guys hooked up with Rock for Africa?
I believe that George, our manager, talked with Kara or talked with Rose or something.
Yeah, MySpace maybe.
Yeah, and hooked up with that. I'm not sure how they found us or how you guys found us, but I know that George let us know, hey, I've been talking to this girl and they were going to do this thing if you guys are into it. And we kind of heard what it was about and we're like, yeah,
definitely
we'd love to be a part of it.
And happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, no, it's a great, it seems like a really, really good cause, and it seems like there's a lot of cool bands out there, and, you know, it's really, it's going to be fun, a lot of fun, and, you know, in the name of something really cool, too, you know, not just your average, like, bar gig or something like that, you know, it's kind of different and nice that there's some kind of a cause behind it, you know. I think that's what we need.
So you guys would like to do it again?
Yeah, we'd be all about doing this kind of stuff, you know. You know, as much as we can do to help and to be a part of it, you know. I think it's great.
You guys have a new album coming up, right?
So. Yeah, and it's going to start the first or second of this coming month of February, and we're just going to bang through the month. It's just going to be probably a 3 or 4 song EP. On our way to a full length, we kind of had ideas to start recording a full length right now or next month, and that kind of turned to funding wise and lots of different things, you know, it would turn to a 3-song EP just so we can get something new and fresh out there, and then we'll hopefully get in the studio again in the summer and do a full length. But
so your fans can get a hold of it on your website,
MySpace, on iTunes, and on you know, I just add shows and wherever else we can sell it. But the difference is that we're, like I said last time, the last album, we just recorded it, we wrote it and recorded it pretty much all in the studio, like, as we were going, which was a totally different approach that I'd never done before, and these guys probably hadn't either. But this time, we've just been writing nonstop for the last couple months and have a bunch of new songs out, so it's going to be real, a lot fun, a lot more prepared, you know, as far as just going in there and knowing exactly what we're doing, and... So it's going to be fun,
producer lined up, everything?
That's all lined up. So there's, Lars Stahlfors is the guy. He's going to produce it. And, it's going to be good. It's exciting. So that's great.
All right. Well, you know what? Can you give us a big R for Pirate Pods? Alright, thanks guys.
Yeah, thank you guys.
And the sun goes down and extraordinary moments come and go without an ooh or ah. We witness moments thousands upon thousands every day, yet most of us still throw